Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message on how is faith acquired. And we've been looking at the Word of God to encourage and strengthen the hearts of many of you who are listening, because I feel you're being battled in this area. And when answers don't seem to be immediately forthcoming from the Lord, when we've prayed about situations, or sometimes they even seem like they get worse, the more you pray, that we shouldn't give up hope or give up heart, but know that God has heard our prayer and there is spiritual warfare. Remember when Daniel prayed and Gabriel came to him and he said, your prayer was heard immediately, but he was 3 weeks in fighting demonic forces and Michael had to come and help him. And so, beloved, we cannot see into the spiritual realm. We know there is warfare against us, against the answers incoming. We know that God has a time for all things, and once we pray, we must be content to leave it in God's hands, knowing that He knows best. Salvation and all of the spiritual and physical benefits of grace are free to all who will believe, but they are a benefit to those who will believe, and they are received only by those who accept them by faith in Jesus Christ and who live according to the Word of God. That's important because Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And it's of utmost importance that we conform to the Word and obey what is plainly written. And how do we do that? Well, in Romans 1 and 17, that verse tells us that by exercising our faith, we will cause it to grow. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And you know, beloved, I just want to challenge all of us, I don't think there's anyone listening, including myself, that cannot see our faith be enriched, be enlarged, be increased. And as how can our faith grow when we see God answer prayers that we have prayed? And so we can begin to ask for larger and greater things. Jesus said, ask largely that your joy may be full. And so there's nothing wrong with taking small steps, small prayers of faith, believing in simple matters, perhaps, and we will have the joy of seeing answered prayer. So that's just like, you know, if you were wanting to lose weight or you were wanting to get in a better medical state of physical fitness, what would you do? You'd have to exercise it. Well, it's the same in the realm of the spirit. And isn't that true? If we don't use something, we lose it. That's certainly true in terms of muscle tone. I mean, a perfectly healthy person can stay in bed for a sufficient length of time and they'd be extremely weak and have difficulty even standing. But it's also a divine law that whatever we don't use, we lose. Luke 8 and 18 states, listen to this. This is a scripture. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. So we must use what we have if we want it to grow and to remain strong and dynamic. When we act on God's word in wisdom, And that's important. We act on God's word, and also we pray for the wisdom to be able to apply that word, to be able to see it outworked in our lives. If we do that, He will supernaturally see to it that our faith is increased, and He'll impart more faith, divine faith. It says, "Have ye the faith of God." You know, we are His children. So, and Jesus said, whatsoever things that He did, that we also would do, in even greater things. Not greater miracles, but greater in dimension. Why? Because He was only one man. He was very God, but very man. He was one human man in the flesh. But now He's left us. But He's not left us comfortless. He's seated at the right throne, at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty on high, and He's given His precious Holy Spirit to be with us as our teacher, as our comforter, as our friend. And He's a wonderful friend. I hope you've discovered that. And so, as we begin to exercise our faith and walk in faith, we will have the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, and we will begin to see God open doors that have been long closed, perhaps, and also to close those doors that need to be closed. The Lord is going to impart more faith to you, beloved, divine faith. And to those who are willing to say, "Yes, Lord, I want to exercise my faith." And of course, our faith also must work by love. We must exercise our faith for the good of others, for the good of all men. God wants His body to abound in His love and in unity and in peace and in true Christian fellowship. And if we will do this, beloved, sickness will start going, defeated failure will be turned aside, and we will begin to see the power of God manifested like we've never seen before. If you look at any church that is rampant with jealousy or gossip, malice, and constant division, you'll also see a church that is full of sickness, despair, and failure in prayer than in other churches. Why? Because they've allowed that. The fall would not have been possible, beloved, without doubt and unbelief in God and His Word. Did you hear what I said? That was really that original sin, is that Eve was deceived. She thought the serpent was right. God was holding out on them, and they could become even more wise if they eat of this fruit that had been forbidden to them. And so she doubted God. And that was the fall of Adam and Eve and their expulsion from the Garden of Eden. And we have to learn, beloved, that God is faithful to His word, and that He means exactly what He says. God requires faith in all that He says before He obligates Himself to answer man definitely. And naturally, it's a struggle on our part to trust God whom we cannot see until we learn to trust God. And after we learn to do this, the hard part of faith in God is over, and we enter into a place with God where we can get things easily by simply asking and receiving through faith in God and His Word. I know just recently I watched a Christian movie on YouTube, and I think it was just called Sheffy, and it was the life story, a biography taken from a book that had written about him. He was one of the early circuit riders back in Virginia in the 19th century. And he was credited with he was very simple. He didn't have any kind of formal education, but he simply believed God. And people said of him, whatever he prayed for, he got answers. And there was one scene in the movie where he was addressing a moonshiner who was, you know, had his own home still and was selling it, and he was beating up a preacher who was trying to convict him of his evil ways. And the Sheffy came in and rescued the minister, and he encouraged a brother. He said, come on, this isn't the way to go about this. But he told that man, he said, you will come into a place. He said, God is going to cause a tree to fall down and destroy that still. And the man just laughed at him because he said, there's no tree around here. There's no way a big old oak's going to fall on that still. And sure enough, later on, it showed that on a cliff far, far above this man who was in the valley, there was a tremendous storm and lightning struck and that tree fell down and demolished that still. And the dear brother later found out, Jeffy found out, that that man never went back into the business. He turned around and got saved. And so, beloved, we have to believe that God can do things. It may not be exactly when we want, but he will. He is faithful to do it. Praise God. There was another beautiful scene in the movie where he gave up his beloved horse to a family whose horse had just died. And he went to an auction and someone bought a horse for him. It wasn't even broken. And he said, no, that's all right. And to everyone's astonishment, he got on that unbroken horse and just went on his way. And so, beloved, that is what faith in God can do. Don't you want the faith of God? Let's pray. Father, I just thank you right now that you're going to cause us to step out and you're going to increase our faith. We're going to be stirred to do great and wondrous things for you. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I am with you and I am with you to strengthen your hand, to increase your faith, that you shall have the courage, the strength, and the anointing to step out in the little things that I place on your heart. And as you trust me and lean on me, on my strength, I will give you victories that you shall rejoice, and you will begin to believe me for greater and greater things. Beloved, is it not written, there is nothing impossible with God? So, beloved, gird up the loins of your mind. Know that I am with you and I will give you opportunities and you shall see your faith grow and you shall increase in the knowledge of God and you shall rejoice for you shall walk in a new place in your God, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we receive that, Lord, everyone who's listening, every heart who's open, every heart who is crying out. Father, we pray that you will do that for the glory of Jesus. We thank you for it in the name of that name which is above every name, the name of our Savior and Lord and Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. And also, yeah, we still have some of those devotional booklets available. If you would like to request them, please know that they are available just for the asking. I love you, and I thank you for your prayer support. Until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.